Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. We got Kyle once again with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
So, a lot of my books fell on me the other day. I got piled on by all these books. I only have my shelf to blame.
It's probably true.
Wow.
Did you hang the shelf yourself?
I probably did. That's a good one. Hey, my friend, love is in the air all month long. We had a great conversation last week. Listeners, if you missed it, we do podcast every week on our website, wmtradio.com. We had a good conversation with Brad talking about fraud alert. Still always amazed at how dumb these scammers are, right? You know, like, well, I should rephrase that. How smart they are,
right?
But
they're pulling at heartstrings,
yes,
right?
That's what I was trying to get at.
It's not a way that you or I think, because that's not how we're built,
right?
But yeah,
right.
So, been a while since we've done one of these, Terry.
Yes,
we're doing. Excuse me, we're talking about our involvement in the community.
Yes,
not a ton of events been going on, but stuff is starting to pop. So
absolutely.
We like to have fun out in the winter, and one of the things that Shoreline supports is the Manitowoc Noon Rotary Winter Brew Fest.
Yes, and this is coming up. When is this?
Not next Saturday, but the following, the 18th.
Okay. Brew Fest, this has been going on for a while now.
Yeah, actually, this is Manitowoc Noon Rotary's second year at it, but it's the 25th year overall for it, because JC's ran it for the 23 prior.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's we actually moved the time up a little bit. We're doing 1 till 5.
So day drinking.
Correct. Yes. Yes, and all the breweries locally are going to have events after, so if you want to continue on, you are more than welcome to.
Sure.
We encourage you to go to one of the local breweries and show your support.
So tell us more about Brewfest. Obviously it's a benefit for Rotary.
It is. It's our largest fundraiser every year. And we support tons of local community nonprofits then with that money we raise there. There's over 35 breweries, 4 different beers per brewery. So that math, I mean, we're over 100 beers you can try. We do have some NA options this year.
Awesome.
And plenty of gluten-free, all that.
Sure.
So, yeah, stop down, buy a ticket. They're for sale.
I was going to say, tell us more about ticket pricing and things.
Yeah, yeah, $35 a piece, and that gets you in, gets you all your drinks. And then you can pick those up at Superior Liquor or any of the local breweries in town.
There we go. So, listeners, don't miss out. The Rotary Brew Fest coming up on February 18th, with a lot of support from Shoreline. I know that you guys are so involved in this community, and this is just one of the many events that you guys get behind.
It is, and we're happy to do so.
So talk me a little bit about why you guys do that. Why is it important for Shoreline to be involved in this community by sponsoring events?
It's a great way to give back, and actually this year the title sponsor of it is Shipbuilders Credit Union. You know, I mean, we're all doing good stuff in the community, and we appreciate that support as well.
Yeah, I love that. Kyle, once again, if people want to learn more about Rotary or they want to learn more about Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, where do they go?
ShorelineCU.org.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTRadio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values. Hometown Rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Values. Hometown Rewards.